Hey, do you mind if I come in? No, it'll just be quick. It'll just be quick, I promise. Hey, I wanted to say thank you for everything you've done for my son. He's been at a lot of bad places in his life, and he's lucky to have you in his. I want you to know that if you ever need anything at all, I'm here for you. I promise. That's what we do for family, right? Hey, feel free to tell me if I'm wrong, but is everything okay? You're flush and you look warm. Here, let's get this blanket off you before. No, come on, I don't want you to overheat. If you're getting sick, we need to get the. Come on, it's not a big deal. We're family here. You know that I can't believe you. You think that in the living room? Interesting. I can't say that I'm used to this situation, but I mean, I suppose everyone has needs. I don't want to. What do people say these days? Yuck your yum. I don't want to ruin what you call a good time. My son is lucky to have you. I'll say that much. Well, I just mean that he's got a beautiful girl who likes to have a little fun. I mean, that's what this is, isn't it? You like to have fun. You're sitting here in your father-in-law's house while your boyfriend's out. You might get caught. Would that be part of the fun, or is the risk of getting caught all the fun? Tell me, did you want to get caught? You did, didn't you? Does my son know that you're such a whore? I think you might be. You see, I'm looking at someone who still hasn't closed their fucking legs in front of me. You like to show off, don't you? Perhaps you just wanted to show your father-in-law exactly the gift that you bring to the relationship with his son. If that's the case, we should continue, should we not? I mean, continue. You should finish, don't you think? I mean, you started this, and I would hate to know that there's a needy, desperate, exhibitionist slut in my house who isn't satisfied. That just doesn't seem right. Besides, you don't care where I look, do you? Do you want me to look at your chest, between your legs, into your eyes? Do you want me to look at your lower back while I rail you from behind? No. Interesting. You see, I have a feeling that my son likes you because you're a bit of a freak. Am I wrong? Am I wrong in assuming that my wonderful boy is a bit of a whore for a girlfriend? Years with him that you were willing to throw away at the chance that you got caught. Well, you did. How about this? About this? I'll keep this our secret. It'll stay between you and I. He won't have to know. In fact, I'm doing him a favor, I feel like. It was only a matter of time until you did this in front of somebody else. Am I wrong? You would have chased some high of touching yourself where you shouldn't have. Doing things out of your relationship. Women like you can be so wonderful, but difficult to keep entertained. My son certainly can't handle you. He's wonderful, but too timid for you. You come to me whenever you need to get treated right, whenever you need to live that sluttier side of yourself. And in exchange, you keep him happy. How does that sound? Does that sound fair? Just think about it for a moment. Seems like a valid offer to me. You get railed. I get to see what's so special about you. Oh, I can see those gears turning in your mind. Go ahead, take your top off. We'll start with the baby steps. Do it. Good girl. Oh, you like that, don't you? Does he not call you good girl? Does he not tell you how wonderful you're being? How nice it is to have an obedient slut do what you say. He really doesn't treat you right, does he? Well, then it's extra important today that you get what you need from me so that you can be the loving girlfriend, soon to be wife, for him. You see, I know things that you don't know. He wants to propose. It would make him the happiest man in the world if you would say yes. Would you like to practice saying yes? Yes, you would. Good girl. Go ahead. Look at me. Look at me in the eyes. Suck on my thumb, good girl. I'm going to give you some rules. Once a week, you're going to come over to my house, and I'm going to send you home truly wrung out, empty of all need, of all thoughts, of everything that makes your slutty brain tick. And in exchange, you keep him happy. You keep him from getting back with his fucking ex. Do you understand? Good girl, practice saying yes for me. You don't have to suck on my thumb the whole time. Good girl. Now let's practice you saying yes one more time. Do you want to bend over on this couch and present yourself like a good girl for me? Yes, Daddy, look at that. I like that little addition. Now bend over, slut. Good girl. There you go. He really is a lucky boy, but he just doesn't know how to handle what he gets. And besides, he didn't get everything from me that he could have. You see, one of my greatest disappointments was that he just wasn't a womanizer. He didn't know how to use what he got from me. You understand what I'm saying, don't you? I'm better than him. Bigger, stronger. Let's just see what you think when you feel it all the way he can't fucking reach. Whore. Good thing you were playing with yourself the whole fucking night. I know, I'm a lot to adjust to. Pretty thing. You just have to remember that I like when a good girl moans. Now, I want you to look back at me and say, I'm ready, Daddy, whenever you think you're done. Take as long as you need. Look at me, it's okay. It's okay. You can be that slut that you are with me. You don't need to pretend to be bashful. You and I both know he likes girls that pretend to have class. I don't. I want you to whisper the most depraved fantasies you have. You come to me when you need to get out thoughts that would ruin your relationship with him. Do you understand? Good girl. Now, are you ready to get railed? Yes, Daddy, I love that phrase so fucking much. Oh, yes, now remember what I told you earlier. I like a vocal girl. I like when they know exactly what they want and they're not afraid to say it. I want you to be so beautifully clear about the railing that you need. Do you understand? If you need it faster, you tell me faster. If you need to get railed harder, you tell me harder. If you need me to grab your pathetic fucking hips and slam as deep as I possibly can just so you can fucking feel something, you just say so. And I will gladly use this beautiful fucking pussy like the toy that I'm going to make it. Oh, yes, God. You're fucking incredible. Good girl. Moan for Daddy's cock just like that. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going fucking anywhere. You're going to bounce those hips back into me. Good girl. Good girl. Tell me. Tell me right now, is he as rough with you as you want him to be? Is he? It's okay to be honest. I'm not afraid to give it to you like you fucking need. That's why we're doing this, remember? Do you remember? Do you need a little reminder? Oh, yes, good girl. You look surprised. Does he not spank you like you want? Does he not fucking rail you like you fucking want? Good girl, good girl, good girl. Moan for me. Every little moan and twitch that you let out. Oh, it's so sweet in my ears. You see, I love the little taps and what it does to your fucking cunt every time I fucking hit you. I just can't get enough. I can't believe that he was hiding this from me the whole time. I mean, what a waste of a fucking son. He should have been sharing you with me this whole time. I mean, he must know that he doesn't fucking satisfy you. You need someone who can, and who better than someone he trusts to be a good fucking role model? Oh, yes. Oh, God, you look like you're in rapture right now. Good girl, good girl. Just get it out. Get it all out. Come as much as you want. Come as much as you fucking need, slut. Every single inch of me is yours. I'm at your disposal, remember? This is all about what you need. Good girl. Bounce those fucking hips into me just like that. enough. I want to have some fun. We're going to practice you saying yes. He's going to pop the question soon. We need to make sure that we're doing our job to get you ready for that. Lie on your back. I said lie on your fucking back. Listen to instructions, goddammit. Good girl. Good girl, see? Maybe with this, we won't even get the brat out of you. We might even get some manners into you. Who's to say? Now spread your fucking legs. When I caught you, you were rubbing so delicately, so lightly. I think that's bullshit. So you know what we're going to practice? We're going to practice and find out just how rough you can take it. Do you understand? We'll start light, don't worry. See? A little slap right to the clit. Nice and easy. What about a few? Does that change anything? Do you feel that rewiring your brain? It wasn't so bad, was it? You see, it felt good, didn't it? Say yes. It felt good. Good girl. A little harder now, okay? Oh, yes, look at the way your fucking pussy drips and sticks to my fingers with every fucking slap. Oh, tell me, does he turn you on like this? He doesn't, does he? Poor boy doesn't know a single thing about pleasing a woman. That's why you need to come see me. Now, I know that last one might have been a bit intense, but I want you to bear with me with this next one, okay? I'm going to hit it a little harder. We're going to count down from three. Three, two, one. Oh, did I start early? Did I surprise you? Oh, you dumb fucking slut. Did I surprise you? What honesty do I owe you? You're cheating on my fucking son. And you expect me to respect you? Come on, I can treat my toy however I want when she's in my house. That's what you are now, do you understand? Good girl. Now then, get on your knees. Get on your knees. Get on your fucking knee. Finally. Good girl. Look up at me. There's a particular pose that I like in the girls that submit to me. Rest my cock right over your face. Do it. Do it. Good girl. Now look up at me. Look up at me. From now on, you're mine. Whenever you're here, you belong to me. If I tell you to come here, you do it. In exchange for me treating you how you want to be treated deep down, you will be a loving wife to him. You will do what he says. When he needs it, you will take care of him. You will be what my boy needs. And I'll be the fucking man that you need. Are we clear? Good girl. Kiss the head if you agree. Good girl. I am really so lucky to have such a dumb fucking son. Now stand up and get ready to get fucking bread. We gotta practice for that too. What, you think he doesn't want kids? Even if today doesn't result in anything, we might as well get the fucking practice in, don't you think? Don't you fucking think? You do. Or rather, you don't. There might not be a single thought left in that head, is there? Now then, I'm going to hold you by your hips. Right here, do you understand? I'm going to keep my hands right here. If you start to ragdoll, I've got you. All you need to do is make sure that you don't pass out. I need to make sure that we can put you back together when I'm done. Say yes, Daddy, if you're ready. Good girl. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so fucking good. I can't wait to find out what every single one of your filthy fucking fantasies look like. I cannot wait to find out every single depraved thought you have. I'm gonna make you tell me, do you understand? Before you're allowed to come tonight. Oh, yes, before I fill you up, I want you to speak out loud the most depraved thing that you're afraid to want, the thing that you know deep down you need from him that you haven't been able to get as long as you say it. I'll give it to you. I'll give you your most depraved fucking fantasy. You just need to be honest about it, and I want an honest woman for my boy. You can do that, can't you? You can be an honest wife. Oh, because I know sure as shit you can't be a faithful one. No, you're not made for that. You're made to be fucking used and railed, and I will happily help you figure that side of this out. But you will be honest for him, and we're going to practice that today. Go ahead. Say it out loud. Scream it into the fucking heavens. Exactly what your most twisted fucking fantasies are, because I'm going to make you live them. Even if you end up hating them, you're going to fucking scream when you come, because that's what's so wonderful about my fucking cock. You'll learn to love. I will always make you fucking come. I will always make sure that you can't even feel your fucking legs anymore. It's starting now, isn't it? You're starting to feel light. You're starting to feel your head get dizzy. Your legs are getting sore. It's so difficult to be anything but a fucking set of holes to get railed. Just give up. Go limp in my fucking arms. See if I care. I've got you by your hips. You're not gonna fall. I've got you. I'm so much stronger than he is. It would be a shame to waste all that talent, don't you think? Oh, good girl. Good girl. Yes. What a good set of holes. Fuck. Oh, Lord. You have such a perfect pussy. Oh, yeah. I'm going to fill you up, princess. Daddy's going to fill you up and send you home. And you're going to get to have a lovely, wonderful night with your soon-to-be husband. You just need to promise that you can keep a secret. Uh-huh, not just one, but two of them. You need to promise me that you're not going to let him know about our little arrangement. And you're also not going to let him know... And you know he's going to propose. You see, you and I now have a few secrets to keep. And you don't want to break his fucking heart, do you? Oh, you don't, do you? Good girl. Now scream your fucking fantasies for me one more time. Good girl. Give it to us one more time. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Oh, God. God, God, God. I've got you, I've got you. You're not going fucking anywhere. Oh, God. Ugh. Ugh. Fuck. Well, you got what you wanted, didn't you? Forcing your father-in-law, soon-to-be father-in-law, to be part of your sick fantasy. Oh, you look confused. You came, didn't you? You came all over my fucking cock. You screamed your darkest fantasies. You begged to get railed even harder. Your back arched when I slapped your fucking clit. You can pretend that you didn't want this, but you know you did. And I meant every word I said. You're going to come to me once a week, and I'm going to send you home a good wife. Now get the fuck out of my house. My son called you. Don't want to leave him hanging, do you?